Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, on this week's Journo Insights show with Neil Jones, we had an exclusive bit of information about Divock Origi's contract. Neil goes in depth about the clauses and everything that's going on with Origi's future. As well as that, we spoke about Joe Gomez and Sepp Vandenberg. So check this out. Is there a chance Liverpool will activate this clause that he's got to keep him around? Because as it stands, he's out of contract in the summer, but they can keep him for another year.
Yeah, no, well, it depends on appearances. It's
got to give him games
not,
and stuff.
Yeah, it's not Liverpool's decision, if you like.
Okay.
It's got to hit. I don't actually know what the trigger point is. You can tell me how many he's played this season if you got
I can
the
do
chance.
You keep talking, I'll get that.
Yeah, but that depends on that. So he'd have to play. He'd have to be available and play in games. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but...
He's played 10 games. He's made 10 appearances so far.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was sort of 20. You know, it's usually 20-25. I would suggest
he'll get there if he's fit.
You think so? Even if sub appearances and that kind of thing, but yeah,
that's why he plays against AC Milan. That's why they keep getting him on. They get some more games,
especially if they're going through in the cup as well. So you've got more opportunities. But he's out of contract as it stands. But Liverpool have an option based on appearances, and I think Origi would sign it and maybe do the extra year, but. We'll see what kind of offers come in.
I was about to say, like, it doesn't surprise. It doesn't feel like one of those to me where he would have to be, the clause. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if you just give him a new contract and he signed it. He seems like a really happy fella. Like, he doesn't feel like he wants. There's no mood. Like,
no, you never. You never hear. You know, Nat Phillips. In fairness to Nat, has been speaking to Sky and things like that and saying, you know, I'd like to play football. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely fair enough. I think, you know, but you don't really see that with Divock Origi, you know, like, oh, Origi wants out of Liverpool or, you know, he's...
Like we heard Danny Ings wanted to go.
Desperate to play. You know, it's little whispers, Joe Gomez, you know, and that kind of thing where, you know, there was Jordan Henderson in the summer about new contracts. There was, you know, reports being put in about, oh, he's going to, you know, he's attracting interest from Atletico Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain. So, you know, it's not uncommon for players to do that, but you don't really get that with Origi. You almost get he's won him, but he's not into it. Like, you know, he's not sort of he's happy sort of doing this, and I still think he's a valuable player, valuable squad member, obviously very popular, but I don't know, can you keep sort of going every summer and saying how many more years can you get out of Divock Origi? Is, you know, 15 games a season, and, you know, as much as I like him and so many fans will love him and rightly so, I think he's got one Premier League goal in a season and a half.
I can tell you that as well.
I think he's scored the last game of the season when they won the league at Newcastle, and I think he only got one.
Yep, so he's got...
He got one against Lincoln last season in the Cup, and then the only one he's got since is Wolves. He's
got two this season.
West Ham, yeah, and Wolves, yeah. So two Premier League goals in a season and a half. You know, it's not the biggest currency in the world.
No, you're right there. You mentioned the Gomez stuff, and I found that interesting. I think I saw it from the Mirror. It was like Aston Villa were asking about him, but Liverpool were having none of it.
Real Madrid obviously were linked. I think there was an Arsenal link somewhere in there as well.
He's only such a young kid, and this is what I was thinking with Joe Gomez. Is now, as it stands, he's fourth choice centre-back. I think that's fair to say in the pecking order. Like, I threw a fair out the other day, like Liverpool could, if they were skint and needed money for transfers, you could sell Joe Gomez and keep Nat Phillips, because that makes sense. Like, where are we with Joe Gomez? Because, like you say, these whispers, there are at least whispers out there.
Yeah, there's whispers, but I think he's just waiting for his chance. I mean,
he's 24 again, he's a kid.
He's 24, there's rumours about Nico Williams, so that obviously puts him into a position where...
Got to be right back.
Oh yeah, not ideally, but he could be filling in even sub games at right back, you know. He's had a difficult start to the season, I think it's fair to say. You know, I don't think he's had the easiest games, Leicester being one. I think it was Milan at home early in the season where they let a couple in. Yeah. So you've got to be patient. He'll know that. He's not soft, you know. I think he'll probably be thinking, of all the luck, Joel Matip just doesn't get injured for a whole season.
And turns into one of the best centre-backs
in the world. Yeah, just as I'm sort of dying for, you know, in a normal season rhythm, Joe Gomez would probably have had a 10-game run in the team by this point because Joel Matip would have been injured.
Yeah.
And Dejan Lovren, you know, back in the day. So it just hasn't worked out that way. Matip and Van Dijk have been the preferred partnership. Obviously, Canate's being eased in and, you know, I think he's looking pretty good. You know, I know there's again he's had a few difficult moments, but I think Konate looks like he's going to be a more than useful player for Liverpool. So I think it's just a case of being patient. It might be difficult for him. World Cup year, England, and you know he's missed out on a lot of things. Really, if you think back of the injuries, he's missed out on the last World Cup because he got injured ankle ligaments playing for England. Then he missed out.
Training for England,
Euros obviously last summer. He missed out on the Champions League final. He missed out the year before in the Champions League final. He's had, you know, broken leg, which missed half the season down at Burnley. So he's had a lot of injuries, a bit like Paul Glatzel, like, you know, more injuries than his age, if you like. But I still think he's got a big future at Liverpool personally, and I think it'd be very wise for Liverpool to.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm just thinking more from it, more from his point of view.
Yeah,
really.
possibly, but you know, very, very. Got a great attitude, Joe Gomez. Spoke to him at Norwich early in the season, in the Carabao Cup. Actually spoke to him a couple of seasons ago and asked him about it. What he'd said, he was talking about how he reads a lot of self help and he works on his mindset and looks into other athletes, people like, you know, I think Anthony Joshua was one and. A lot of basketball players, and he was saying, you know, his big thing is appreciating what he's got rather than sort of, you know, pushing for more and more and more. It's being blessed. And I asked him at Norwich actually about it. I said, you know, since then you've had another bad injury, you know. And he's like, yeah. He said, if anything, it's not changed anything about my mindset. It's really focused me, you know, that I could handle the injury because I was happy with my life, and I think that says a lot about Liverpool.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pool and on what they've got with him. So I don't expect to see Joe Gomez banging down the door of Jürgen Klopp saying, who's this Canate? Why am I getting a game? And again, I've said it a few times on the show, I think there'll be a point at some point in the next few months where he's in the team and then he's got his chance to stay in there.
So he's played 11 games this season, but 7 of those have been off the bench, or 4 starts.
Yeah,
I think it's 3 in the League Cup and 1 in that AC Milan game.
So he's not started a league game this season, no. Yeah, which, you know, I think that it won't stay that way, I'm pretty sure. He'll be in the league team at some point.
But yeah, the thing, in the League Cup is always, I always feel with players, like he gets into the semi-final and then he's out again.
Yeah.
And there's very little chance he plays against Arsenal.
He
might play against Cardiff.
Shrewsbury would have been his game, but obviously that works out with all the COVID cases with the Arsenal game, and so there's a problem with that. So
Cardiff, aren't we?
Cardiff, I think, would be an ideal one for him, definitely.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Next question, and speaking of centre-halves, then Henry, 5-5-5. You referenced Sepp van den Berg earlier. Mm. He's alone that's doing well.
He's right-winger.
He's one of the things where alone works, and it's going really well for him at Preston. Like, do you know, what the plans are for next, because you're going to talk about bringing Reece Williams back and what the future holds. Like, there's a world where Seth Vandenberg's in that role as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about Seth Vandenberg, he had every, not every right, but we had every right to think, well, he would have been the cab off the rank last season when everything went wrong. I mean, I actually wrote a piece, and I think it was in January before he went to Preston, sort of saying, well, hang on, you know, Liverpool have got a player here with it, with top flight European football experience, who's not even getting on the bench when it was Henderson, Fabinho and that kind of thing. Says a lot about how difficult he found probably the first two seasons or first 18 months of his time at Liverpool. I think he came in and was a way off the level physically. But you look at Preston, I mean, Preston, you know, had a great comeback last night. They were down to 10 men. He played that game. They were 2-0 down to 10 men and come back and forth, back to 2-2. He's playing pretty much every game. He must be up close to 50 games now in the Championship last season than this, if not more. So that's a great sort of foundation for him, wherever he's going to end up. Obviously, the caveat to that is he's doing it as a sort of right wing back in a 3-5-2, as opposed to I think he would like to play. And I interviewed him, obviously, before Liverpool played Preston in the League Cup. And he was saying, oh, I'm never, you know, having to get used to running. He said, you're the centre-back, you don't, you know, you're doing 7K a game running. He said, now I'm doing 11, you know, 11.5K. But the flip side of that is, doesn't that sort of add something to what he's got to offer? You know, he's got that experience. I think he'll get a pre-season with Liverpool. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get a good look in pre-season, go on the tour or the training camp, whatever they do in the summer. And we'll see where he goes from there. But he's like you said, the loan's done him no harm at all. The two loans, really, the last season and this. He's given himself a chance. He's still 19, is he still?
20. Just turned 20,
yeah. So, I mean, he's still, again, still very young. And I think he had about 20-odd games for Twala. Yeah. So he must be 70, 75 games in his career.
He's played 45 for Preston, like you said before. But like you say, 22 as a right-back, 7 as a right-winger, right-wing-backs, I think. Yeah. So he's playing more there. He's playing more of a right-sided player than a centre-back. But like I say, that did Joe Gomez no harm.
No.
Just getting football in his legs.
Yeah, exactly that. And I can remember John Stones playing as a right-back for Everton. I'm old enough to remember Rio Ferdinand playing as a sort of right back sort of very early in his career. So I don't think it'll hold him back. It might not sort of be enough to get him into Liverpool's plans. You know, you've got to question whether you'll ever be able to do that. But at the same time, it'll give him a good chance of getting maybe a good loan next season, maybe a Premier League or an upper Championship loan, or maybe a good move permanently. But I think that's one of those that the environment's been perfect, and he's got a good manager there in Ryan Lowe, good scouser now as his boss. So he's in the team and good on him.
We interviewed Ryan Lowe last summer, I think, for Lowe Watch when he was at Plymouth.
Played up front with him in a Vets game, me and Lowe.
How'd you get on?
Well, we both scored, put it that way. We both scored. I think his was a more natural finish than mine. But
It's in the old county, And he basically said, we've got a rule here of no dickheads.
Yeah.
That was his rule at Plymouth. And I imagine he'll have took that to Preston with him as well.
Good guy, Step. I know a few of the lads at Preston say he's one of them. You know, he's not a Liverpool lad on loan and don't talk to me type of thing. He mucks in and he's got a very Dutch way about him where quite direct and to the point, and sort of says, you know, you'll know what he's thinking, and I think that's goes.
He looked like
well
he'd filled out when we saw him in that game. When I first seen him play, I think it was an Arsenal game, was it, in the league?
Yeah, 5-0.
And he looks like a reek.
Yeah.
And I do, at least you can tell like he's starting to fill out.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, he signed for Liverpool at 17, 18 when he comes with experience, and I don't think Liverpool did him any favours really. Liverpool sort of put it out there and people at Liverpool said, oh, he's similar to Joe Gomez when he signed from Charlton and that came. And so Joe Gomez went straight into the Liverpool team. And so when Seth Vandenberg doesn't, you're thinking, well, what's up? But he's 17 and 18 and having to develop. Took him a while. He had a tough first season. You know, he played Villa game, didn't he, when they were all in Qatar. But then if you think back, he had that Shrewsbury game where him and Keanu Hoover played centre-half at Anfield and played really well.
He did,
yeah, probably the best game I've seen him have, actually, still. So he's obviously got something. He's played, you know, Dutch youth level, under-19, under-20, I think he's played now. So he's, you know, there's something to work with him. I'm not sure he'll be a Liverpool first teamer in the future, but he might be an asset, you know, to loan, sell, and just see how he develops.
He's played two games for the under-21s at Holland.
Well, there you go. I mean, he's not, you know, he's no mug, put it that way.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that clip. If you want to watch the entire episode of Journo Insight with Neil Jones, head on over to theredmentv.com and join Redmen Plus. We are streaming that show each and every week live for you, where we can get tons of information from Neil about everything that's happening at Liverpool Football Club. So go over to redmentv.com, join Redmen Plus and check it out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.